greetings to the congregation. We're thankful for this opportunity to worship with the beautiful weather this morning. We are thankful for that. And some of us are sick. Some of us need to travel for work. And we are thankful for welcoming you here this morning. And the title of our message is False Faith or Fake Faith. Whatever in our life is, there is a false and there is a truth. Why is there false faith here? I'd like to begin with a story like this. So there's a scientist on a plane. The story is the plane got into a storm and it was shaking violently. And the pilot explained that this plane is now diving down. But there is a problem. There are four people here, but only three parachutes. And after that, the scientist, I have one I need. And so he took one of the parachutes and jumped out. But that's the pilot. The scientist said, I'm the smartest. Everybody needs me. So he wrapped something on somebody's back and jumped out. And the pastor said, and look at all the students. Oh, you guys are young. I have served the Lord already. So I will give you this parachute. I will be with the airplane and die with it. And the student, oh, don't worry. That scientist who grabbed the parachute, when he jumped out, he grabbed my backpack, not a parachute. What did you think that would jump by a backpack and not a parachute? Our life and your life. He's someone who puts faith in Christ. But what do you say when we say the Lord? I do not know you. And that is something I want to tell you. False faith. That is a faith that could not save us. A faith could not be acceptable to the Lord. Let's pray for guidance. We're thankful for your love to us. You give us health. So this morning we can come to worship you. Lead us into our worship, so that our faith that we have in you is a faith that acceptable to you, that in the last day when we see you, we will hear the praise of you instead of saying, I will not know you, I do not know you, away from me, you evil doers. May you lead us in your word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I also like to welcome all those who worship on Zoom to learn the message this morning. There are two main points that we can share to this message, the Word of God in Matthew. The first thing about belief that could not be saved. This is one of the things that is very dreadful passage of the Bible. How is a faith that could not save? First is a someone who only has belief but not faith. Normally, we are confused between belief and faith. But this is something we need to understand, how to distinguish between a belief versus faith. Do I have belief or do I have faith? Each one of us has been grown up. And the belief that we have, or we follow a religious order because of our tradition of our parents, or after Mary, and the spouse would change to conform to the other spouse who has certain faith or belief. And some from Vietnam did not have faith, but after arriving in the U.S., and because of the because of the someone who lead them to faith. And I think those are belief. From the belief, it will create the activities in the church. So a person going to the church because their parents led them, and that's a tradition in the family. Someone go to the pagoda because their parents has grown up to go to worship Buddha in the pagoda. That everything that we go after a religion has been by tradition that we have received from generation to generation. Please do not think that what I go to church is better than a someone who go into worship Buddha in the pagoda. In the eyes of the Lord, whoever comes to the church because of tradition of our parents is no different than someone who goes to the pagoda. Because all of that is a belief in a religion. It's an activity by religion that they did, and they've been led into the kind of religious belief. They continue with that belief. So the belief has created religious activities. So someone can come here, sit here in the sanctuary each week, listening to the message, reading the Bible, and praying, everything. All of that, maybe only the parents have been using to teach their child or children. There is no other purpose. Maybe similarly, if my parents are Vietnamese, I grow up speaking Vietnamese. If my parents are American, I will speak English or Chinese because I receive from my parents and I grow up with that tradition. I do not have to think anything. I naturally would speak that. But faith is something different. Faith is a recognition of someone has with the Lord. Many people may have beliefs, but that person never have faith in God. Because faith is something that has a relationship with God. So that faith can begin when there is relationship between us and God. And the activity, religious activity, is not called faith. When we go to the church, we thought that we have faith. We must examine ourselves about that. If we offer to the Lord or read the Bible, we have to re-examine our activities. In the Bible, in Luke chapter 18, verse 18, 23, there is a rich officer asked Jesus, "What must I do to inherit everlasting life?" You read the scripture. What did the law teach you? He said, in the law, taught them, do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not make false witness, and respect the parents. Keep all of that. And the officer said, dear Rabbi, I have kept all these laws when I was a child. How could he keep all these furniture? Because the society had learned, the parents has led him into obeying the Mosaic law. So he had a belief. But when he came to Jesus, what must I do to inherit everlasting life? You are missing. Go home. Sell all your inheritance. Give to the poor. Then follow me. Then you will receive everlasting life. And he turned away very sad. He walked away very sad. That means he does not have faith in Christ. So we see that with someone at some age must determine their own faith because of grace by faith that you are saved. Grace is God giving us faith what we have. Response to that gift, that grace, then that person will be saved. So faith is something God gives us each so that we can live a follower of Christ. That faith must be grown up according to relationship, personal relationship between that person and the Lord. It does not depend on religious activity, but it depends on the relationship between that person and the Lord. The purpose of faith is for that we can come into everlasting life with the Lord. So when we say faith, we're saying someone that related to our life here with God. Someone can come and say to the Lord, 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 and Jesus said, not to say Lord, Lord, and you come into the kingdom of God. Because in that, in the heart, in the deepest part of that person, everything is only because of tradition, being taught as a child, or some situation that caused have some religious activity. But the need of salvation is not been responded. Maybe we can question the Lord, dear Rabbi, what must I do to inherit everlasting life? And Jesus gave him away. Something between that personal relationship and that person did not accept that relationship. Dear God, Lord, Lord, whoever can fall, that does not have faith to have a relationship with the Lord, that will never, person will never enter the kingdom of God. And that is the faith that must be required. The second point that could not save is that person only demonstrates a faith to others. And because the parents have taught someone to go to church, or someone to go to Padova, or someone to do good and evil, evil. They were grown up from tradition to show that others that you are a good person, I'm a good person. Then that person tried to show off their goodness to other people to see. To express faith so that not to for the Lord, but only for others to see. And that is not a true faith. And everybody who say, Lord, Lord, let me those things by their action, by their words. Many become very earnest, but that is not a condition to be acceptable. Romans chapter 3:20. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law. And because the law, and I keep the law, then I will be saved. If that person has no relationship with the Lord, that person would not be saved. In Matthew chapter 6:16, Jesus talked about when you fast, do not look somber as hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Why are they fasting? Because it's been taught. What is fasting for? So that to concentrate on the prayer, that we lift up our struggle, our problems, so that the Lord can solve. But these, the Pharisee, they look somber. They want to show off their somberness when they fast. What is the worthiness of here before the Lord? No. They can carry their phylactery so wide, and the tassel on their garments long. They love the place of honor at banquet and the most important seat in the synagogue. They love to be greeted with respect in the marketplace and to be called rabbi. And those are all religious activities that they want to show off to cause some kind of a claim, some kind of a value before the Lord. But with the Lord, it's nothing. During our modern time, there are many beliefs in religion has been like the Stoicism. That is some a religious order that they can share the suffering with Christ. They try to lacerate their bodies. They lead themselves thinking that I'm sharing the suffering with the Lord Jesus Christ. Many make the large and heavy cross and carry along many miles so that others can see that what they have done by suffering, feeling that kind of suffering, they hope that they can share with the experience of the suffering of Christ by doing those things. Also, they put themselves in some condition to make them suffer And to punish themselves, all of that, does not come from the Lord. God created us. God does not want to us to suffer. The suffering from the Lord on the cross is the price that God punished Christ to purchase us from our sins. That suffering of the Christ and the shedding of blood by Christ, that is the price that God must pay for our sins. But God not only did not do that as a model for others to follow. No. Stoicism is something that will model after the suffering so that they can share and explain. And that is not from the Lord. Our nature was born in sin. And because of that sinful nature, we are against the Lord. The belief that coming from parents that can give us religious activity but does not bring us closer to God. In the Bible, we see, for God can save this world. He has been used from one person, came a nation, from the nation Jesus came into the world. That man is Abraham. The descendant of Abraham is the Israelites. And Jesus, from there, came into the world. And this is the salvation plan of the Lord. And the Bible tells us Abraham has a good faith, great faith. And Isaac was born to him, the only son. And Isaac is eagerness to have faith, just like Abraham. And from Isaac, Esau gives birth to Jacob and Esau. Is Esau and Jacob love the Lord? No. No, their grandfather is have faith and their parents. But Esau and Jacob, none fear the Lord. Jacob is something that is victory. And the name Jacob means someone who tricked others. They are twins, Esau and Jacob. And when Jacob grew up, is closer to the mother Rachel. And Esau is a hunter, but Jacob has sweetheart. And when Esau used a cup of soup that he had, and he exchanged that for the birthright of Esau. And because Esau wanted to eat something, so you can have my birthright, why don't you give me your soup? So Jacob tricked his brother for the birthright. And with his mother, Jacob killed a lamb and used the skin of the lamb to cover the hand, to come close to Isaac, asking for blessing. And Isaac was blind at that time. He couldn't see well. And so he could touch on the hand, feeling the skin of the lamb, knowing, he thought that it was Esau. Esau means maybe skin. And Jacob is very sly. He covered his hand with the sheepskin to pretend that Esau and Isaac felt this hand. Oh, this hand is Esau, but the voice is him, but he was not saying well. So Isaac gave blessing to Jacob instead of Esau. When after Esau, please bless me also. Isaac, no, I could not bless you. I already give blessing. I have given blessing. I could not give you any more blessing. Jacob has tricked the father and his brother Esau. And Esau tried to kill Jacob. And so Jacob fled away to other countries, to other lands. And Esau, Laban, his uncle, he worked for Laban, but he used his own smartness to increase possession of Jacob while working for Laban. And so any land is very well milk. And so they, Jacob know how to make the female and the male lamb to cause to give birth to some kind of a different skin, and the skin will have stripes. And Laban said, oh, when you grow up my animals, whatever is perfect, I would say, whatever the streak on the lamb, it belongs to you, Jacob. And because of his own wisdom, Jacob has made the lamb to give birth to a stripe type. And all those belong to Jacob. And so his inheritance grew because of that. Born in a family doesn't mean that person will also love the Lord. And think about situation with Jacob. Jacob knew about the word of the Lord with the father and his grandfather. But Jacob, the nature of sin is still within Jacob, though he has been chosen to the Lord as a man. But praise be to God, when Jacob returned to his own life, and is the problem with Jacob now is Esau, because Esau is trying to kill Jacob. So he was trying to devise some plan in which that to divide his wife and son into two groups. So many offering to Esau was the first to be in line. And after to try to deflated the anger of Esau, so he has a lot of gifts prepared by him when he prepared to meet Esau. So his fear made him to think of things to deflate. And at Peniel, Jacob has made him into a different person by the Lord. When his faith began to put into God, it's not God of Abraham or Isaac, but it is my God, Jacob said. At that point in the new, it becomes something personal with Jacob. So that he expresses, because God appeared to him as an angel and wrestled with him. And God, Jacob changed him into Peniel. I have seen the Lord face to face, Jacob said. And he become a different person. So faith individually must be personal between ourselves and the Lord, so that our soul can be saved. I say this to encourage each of the parents here have a responsibility to teach your children as a relationship with the Lord. Not just lead them to church, but must teach them know how to read the Lord, word of the Lord, to pray, to rely and depend on the Lord, because that must be also faith. Without, you only give a traditional activity with no value. That tradition belief cannot save us. And we express our faith. If we only do it to express to others that we have some kind of belief, that is not worthy and acceptable. May we have faith, personal faith, and a relationship. So, the third point about the faith not saving, if we declare ourselves having faith, dear Lord, is someone trying to express thinking that they have faith, but the scripture say in James chapter 2 verse 12, 27, faith without work is dead. James chapter 2 verse 17. His faith is not for us just to bring us to church, to sing hymns, to listen to the message, to pray. All of that religiously, because we do it by tradition. So someone can go to church, but does not have faith. Can someone open the Bible? That may not have faith. Someone who makes offering, still, he may not have true faith. But faith given by the Lord is to do religious activities, but faith given by the Lord to do the will of God. And the will of God is different for everyone. And nobody, whoever says, Lord, Lord, can work, but whoever does the will of God, and that person will enter the kingdom of God. So faith, your faith and mine is something, is a relationship, a deep personal relationship with the Lord. Continue to grow. We can recognize the will of God on our lives individually. Many ask, how do I know the will of God? The first thing must have the will, no will. There must be a relationship. Without relationship with God, how do we know the will of God? So the relationship is something who will help us to know the will of God for us individually by having that close relationship with the Lord. Some say, Lord, Lord, that does not do the will of God. And described in Titus, though they claim to know God, but by their actions they deny Him, in Titus, they are detestable, disobedient, and unfit for doing anything good. Titus chapter 1 verse 16. In America, in 20th century, there's someone named Mika Cohen, has a Jewish parent. When he was born in America, during the teenage years, he joined a boxing illegally in Los Angeles, California. And so he participated illegally in those boxing clubs. So he spent his youth days in Los Angeles, California. And afterwards, he grew up, he moved to Cleveland, Ohio, and he began to join gangster. And he became a member in a gangster. And he committed murder. He was jailed. After Cohen was now after jail, he moved to Chicago and he participated and become a member of a mafia in Chicago. And he was able to find a very large gambling casino, very powerful establishment. So everybody knew about Cohen because of his fame for finding that gambling casino. In 1957, there was a Christian missionary begin to preach the gospel, and that person is Billy Graham. When he first preached, nobody knew who Billy Graham was because he was still young and his ministry has nothing special. And he came to a Beverly Hill in California. He organized a meeting, Gospel, and Mickey Goer heard about this and came to that meeting to participate, to see what Billy Graham has to say. And after the message, he has not been moved. And someone met privately with Cohen and talked about gospel and used a revelation of 3:20. The scripture, now I stand at the door and knock. Whoever hear my voice and open the door, I will come and die with him and he with me. And somebody asked Cohen, are you being moved by this calling? May Cohen said, it's very interesting to have faith like this. And say, yes, I am. And he became a Christian by the eyes of the Time magazine have a news about Cohen saying, Mickey Cohen now has been converted to Christianity. And afterwards, Billy and some other, everybody was surprised. The infamous Cohen now become a Christian. But that Billy can make famous Billy Graham has made a member of a mafia gangster become a Christian. And from there, the ministry of Billy Graham was well known and famous because of that. However, the life of Cohen still continued to be the same way. Nothing changed. And so people said, now you are a Christian. Why didn't your life change? Somebody asked Cohen. Cohen said, well, when I was believed, nobody told me that I have to move away from my lifestyle with mafia. When I was made a Christian, nobody told me to give up my friends, my membership in mafia. But I think that Cohen said, even the Christian, like those, the Christian athlete, maybe the Christian actors, why isn't there a gangster Christian? So he won't continue to be gangster. That means he only have the outwardly of a Christian, but his lifestyle remained unchanged. Continue to gamble, to continue to have all that life has offered to him. If we declare our faith, it's something the Lord would not accept. That faith could not save us. And so this important thing is that not because how much I know about God, how much I have done according to God's will, not what I want to do for the Lord, but what did God want me to do for him? Not that my thought is eagerness good, that God will be pleased with all my thoughts, but my life must change in a way that can be used by the Lord. So that kind of faith is the saving faith. May we examine us, our faith. Do we have faith? Do our children have faith to grow up just up in a directional belief that we can show on to others? And we come from him also Christian, but the Lord said, I do not know you. The second point here is the point, faith not acceptable to the Lord. False faith is something not acceptable to the Lord. Some of you will say, Lord, Lord, I will prophesy in your name, cast out demons, and do miracles. The greatest stumbling block that is that person could not recognize our true self. We do not see our spiritual need in us. We thought that we have already faith in the past. I have expressed faith publicly. That's enough. I have come into baptism. That's enough. Somebody thought like that. But faith is a continuous process in our life, not just an event of life in the past. Here the Lord says, many, many will say to me on that day, and has that kind of faith. That kind of faith. So, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Lord, Lord, did we not drive out demons and in your name perform many miracles? And what we have done in the past is something belong to the past. What about now? Do they still have faith? Or I have done this and that. I have done in the name to participate in offering to the Lord in the past. Today, what about our faith? So the first thing that faith will not be acceptable, that we are proud of things that we have done in the past. Judas Iscariot in those days also go out to, in the name, cast out demons, perform miracles and cast out demons, but afterward, he became someone of the go into the place the Bible called darkness. Damien has worked a co-laborer with Paul, and he praised Damien, a co-laborer with Paul, but finally he wrote to Timothy, said, Damien has departed from me because of this world. And so the past faith could not resolve our current problem. If we are content with our past, that I have done this and that, and proud of that accomplishment. But now, the faith, are we still in relationship with the Lord? So somebody says, I have done this and that, I've been eagerly, so I will go to heaven because of all my accomplishment in the past. And all that has done, I have in the past, but during this moment in time, right now, that person, the Lord will say, I will not know you. The obedience in the past is not the reason so that we can use it as an excuse to enter the kingdom of God. The fact that obedience in the past does not solve us today when we disobey God. May the Lord help us examine ourselves, examine our faith, examine our family, our relatives, our friends. Right now, are we children of God still? Do not be content of the past. The second point, to do that does not glorify the Lord. That could not. God gave us ability, the faith for what? Faith to do the will of the Lord. But what we've done, what the Lord wants, has a purpose so that we can glorify the Lord. David in the past, which was a king after Saul, he had an idea. And somebody said, oh, that's a real good idea. I'm living in a great palace like this. But the temple is not there. The Ark of the Covenant is resting in a temporary place. And so David decided, I will have to build a temple for the Lord. And he gave his idea to prophet Nathan. And Nathan said, whatever you think good, you should do it. But that night, God told Nathan, told David this, I do not David to build me a temple. And God said, many years I have led the people of Israel. Have I ever asked that, must there be a temple for the Ark of the Covenant so I can be there? No, that did not require. The Lord did not require that. But now David was lifted up as a king, and many fear and respect him. And from what did David have? Because of the Lord's blessing. Lord has lifted David forth from a youngest child in the family, from a status of shepherd, now become a king of Israel, the chosen people of the Lord. Not because of David, but because of the Lord. Now he looked at everything, the palace, I have to do something for the Lord based on what I have. That's not faith. And this is a lesson for you and me. If someone that came out of our liking, then not by the will of God, and what we do there, you would not glorify the Lord. So to do according to the will is something to glorify the Lord. And David has expressed from the Lord the idea that is the blessing from the Lord to David. David said, who am I? Who is my family that you have lifted me up? David said to the Lord, may the Lord have mercy to treat me my descending with the people that you have chosen. The act of faith is not to express the value of our way, but to express that to be obedient to the Lord is very important. All the scripture said that obedience is the most important thing. Obedience is better than offering. Listening and working is better than the offering to the Lord. So we can live up many what we have, our time to dedicate our labor, but we do not want to obey for us, and all our effort will be in vain, because those things do not glorify the Lord. God does not require you to express the kind of faith how that other can respect us through our faith, but express faith how the Lord will accept us. And faith would not be acceptable because that faith does not act according to the will of God. There's a person come to a conference, CD for conference. When he checked into his hotel, they told him that due to the demand of 4 rooms, they could only accommodate him for 3 days. He would then have to go somewhere else, but they had no idea where, because every hotel was filled. And the conference is a whole week long, and only 3 days in hotel. What about the rest? And while he was wondering, that a businessman who knew the man called and said, after 3 days, go to this particular hotel. There will be a place waiting for you. 3 days later, he went to that hotel. There was a long line of weary people waiting at the desk. As each one approached the counter, they were told, sorry, no room. Sorry, no room. Sorry, no room. And on and on and on. Many people ahead of him. Then the man walked up, gave his name. The man behind the desk looked at the register and then said, yes, we have a room for you. He got the room. Why? Because he knew the right person. The problem that we are facing with heaven, not because I am a priority to enter, I have done this and that, a good person, but because the relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you have that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? The necessary thing of a Christian is not based on we know or what we do, but based on that relationship between us and the Lord. Because one day, when we see Jesus, I do not know you. That means what I have done is in vain. Is when Jesus said, evildoers, that means everything that we have done cannot used to glorify God. It only lift us up, puff us up. But those could not use to glorify. Jesus, depart from me, evildoers. That is something dreadful that can occur to today's Christian. We hope that we can examine. There are the 2 things that cause us fake faith. The faith that could not save. That is the kind of faith only a belief by tradition. And not faith. It is only expressed to others seeing. Not only faith in the Lord. Or we declare that we have faith, but in reality, we do not have faith. Faith is not acceptable to the Lord. When you only be content of what we have accomplished for the Lord. And right now, whatever we do, we have to glorify of what we do for the Lord. May God bless us. Whether we are young or old, may the Lord be pleasing to our faith in Him. Let's all stand. We will read the key verse of today's message. Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Dear our loving Father, we thank you for the opportunity for this listening to message. Thank you for teaching us to distinguish between belief and faith. If we do not have our relationship with the Lord, so that we have a deep relationship, personal relationship, in our lifestyle, in our activities, that means we have no faith in you without this relationship. May we save out of this incorrect understanding just to participate in religious activity, that we have no part with you. In the old time, Israel was rebuked by the God that this nation used their lips to praise me, but their heart is far from me. May you lift us up away from that condition. Help us to recognize our true self so that we can have a true relationship with you. May we determine our faith so that we can be helped to you lead our children that can express the true faith in the Lord. May you bless us so that we can be your servant with great wisdom. Keep us so that we do not look in the past and be proud of our accomplishment. Then now we have no obedience to the word of God. We are thinking, many of us, we will no longer see some of our brother and sister. Many of us are not here because they do not want to worship you. May you visit with them the opportunity to return and establish that relationship with you. That our service to the Lord is something that we need to do according to God's will for us. May you bless this church. Also, lead us. No one can become complacent of our past accomplishment. We thank you, Lord. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.